My guest at this time is Mississippi Republican Congressman Greg Harper. He's a Republican representing the Magnolia State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and he's one of the leading voices in the House of Representatives urging the Obama administration to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. The president has rejected the entire project with the exception of a stretch going from Oklahoma down to Texas. Now, with the governor of Nebraska approving the pathway for the pipeline through his state, supporters of the idea say it's now time for the administration to endorse this all the way and create the opportunity for many new American jobs. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you again, Greg. Hope you're doing well.
We are doing well, and we're grateful to have you back on the program with us. And for those who may have a surface knowledge of the Keystone debate, what was the critical aspect of Nebraska approving its part of the plan here?
Well, that was one of the main reasons that the president rejected this back in January of 12, was so that there were environmental concerns about the route that it was going to take. Now that they've approved a new route in Nebraska, the governor has come up with a new plan there. There's really nothing now that I can see that would be holding the president back from going ahead and making this decision and approving this, particularly in light of where we are in the economy and the wide support and bipartisan support for approving this to bring in the oil from the oil sands in Canada. It makes perfect sense now.
Most of the estimates range around 20,000 jobs. First of all, is that accurate? And secondly, would that be permanent or mainly in the construction phase?
Well, you would have, obviously, the 20,000 number appears to be what would be, immediate jobs that would be there. The number of what would be permanent is still some discussion there. But here's the thing. Even the labor unions, many of them support this measure because it means jobs for many workers there. So, there's no doubt the president rejected this because of his obligation and being beholden to a lot of the, pocketbook environmentalists. And this is something now that I do believe that the president, there's a good chance now he will go ahead and approve it, but there's no reason to delay this anymore.
You represent a district in Mississippi, and as far as I know, this pipeline would snake down from Canada through the middle of the country and hit the Gulf of Mexico through Texas. So is it from a Mississippi standpoint or just that you believe this is an important step forward for America that we need to get behind this?
You know, it's certainly none of this pipeline would go through my state, but I think from our country and what we're looking at and the fact that if we're going to become, let's say, energy independent in North America, this is a key component of that, and I believe that as we look at where we are, we've got to remember that, having available cheap energy, it's really a necessity in this country, and so much of what we do depends upon that for our business needs and for where we're going to be as a country. And you think back to what we've been through, sometime back when when Libya had a crisis, you remember they only produced 2% of the world's oil, but it caused a 10% spike in oil prices. So if we look at that, if we look at our balance of trade deficit as it relates to oil and how much we use per day in this country, this makes great sense. And I hope that it would be one of the components as we try to strive for that energy independence.
One of the strongest points of disagreement in this debate, Congressman, has been what happens to the oil once it gets to the Gulf Coast. Those who are critical of the pipeline say it's just going overseas that really wouldn't impact our supply whatsoever. Others in favor of this say absolutely this energy would be consumed by Americans and help reduce our dependency on foreign energy. So what's the real story here?
Well, there's a false premise in that argument that we get from the left, because by doing nothing, where is it going? It's going to go to China, and China has an insatiable appetite for energy right now, and we're going to be competing with them on the global market for much of this supply. So whether it goes, some of it goes for use here in the States or some of it is exported from the Texas Gulf Coast, either way, that's going to be good for our country. And let's get back to that, what you mentioned earlier, the fact that 20,000 jobs are going to be created that will put people to work with a high unemployment rate. And as we look at what's happened with the drop in the GDP, the negative growth, that typically is followed months later by a spike or an increase in the unemployment rate. So why not get ahead of that curve a little bit, and let's have something that would be a real boost. This is ready to go, and we shouldn't delay it any further. And this administration has not done us any favors and hasn't shown the proper leadership when it comes to our energy issues in this country.
Is this merely a decision for the president to make, or can Congress pass legislation that would force him to either sign it or veto it again, like you did in one of the budget bills not long ago?
Well, we certainly could do that on the House side, but, you know, the Senate has to come along for that dance also. So it makes it would make it much easier to accomplish if the president would just go ahead and say, this now works, whatever objections he had before, he's satisfied. And we would be hopeful that the president would show that proper leadership. It would be a way we could now show that we could work together if that's what the president wants to do.
What kind of bipartisanship, if any, are you seeing on this? I know some of the Senate Democrats, particularly ones in states that might lean a little bit to the right, are getting behind this. They see it as beneficial. Are you seeing that in the House side as well?
There's not been a lot that I've seen. I do think that the senators are going to be much more susceptible to some of that, let's say, pressure that may be there, and so we'll see. I think that now that the environmental concerns have been, we believe, satisfied in Nebraska with the rerouting or the plan for rerouting, that should take care of that. And the main objections that we had when the president rejected this about a year ago was the pipeline route, and the other was that he said he hadn't had sufficient time to deal with this. But if you look at what's previously been done, they'd had almost 3 years, so it really, the time issue was not relevant in that case. This is strictly an environmentalist issue, extreme environmentalist issue that he had, that he took care of, and I believe that time has passed. He's been reelected. We need the jobs, and the president needs to get on board with this now.
You seem to indicate before that you think this time around he might be more inclined to do it. Now that the environmental concerns seem to have been assuaged, what does your gut tell you? How quickly this might happen and whether he'll actually do it?
You know, I would be hopeful that as they look at this, that sometime March, April at the latest, that the president, surely by that point, he should be ready right now to make that decision, Greg. And I'm hopeful that he will sooner than later go ahead and get on board, and let's do this. It's good for the country. It makes perfect sense. We need a little relief on the job market, and this would sure be a boost for us all.
Well, Congressman, we'll certainly stay on top of this story and check back in with you in our efforts to establish that energy independence. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, very much. Mississippi Republican Congressman Greg Harper represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He's a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and one of the leading voices in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.